This is CliffCentral.com.
We've just got to let you know, because I did mention I'd give you an update on this. We've got a little winter garden that we've planted outside CliffCentral.com. It includes some stuff that's edible. And you remember, we spoke to Robin from Lifestyle not so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's Lifestyle Home and Garden. They're the anchor tenant at Lifestyle Garden Center. It's the corner of Beyersnore Deer Drive and Esterhout Avenue in Rand Park Ridge in Randburg. If you want to know more about what they can do for you, go to lifestyle.co.za. Choose your lifestyle with Lifestyle Home Garden. Well, we've planted some amazing stuff outside. I say we as if I've been involved. But
Yo, Aria and Ausjane right. will claim that from in 2 seconds.
So we planted them in boxes, and it looks terrific.
Mm.
It's on our wall outside. So as you drive in and as you walk into cliffcentral.com, you'll see a whole lot of greenery there. In fact, I put a picture of it up on my Instagram account.
I feel like that's going to be the new photo spot, because usually people go outside just for the big sign. But now with the garden taking shape.
So here's what they told them. They said you could plant winter and spring flowering annuals. That's like poppies, pansies, violas, primulas, ornamental kale. Annuals are usually seedlings that only last for one season. Thereafter, they die off and you plant seedlings for the next season. But what they do is they add instant color. They're easy for the new gardener. They work really well in garden beds and containers and pots if you like pots. Plant spring flowering bulbs, which will come up in the spring. So you're thinking ahead here. And those bulbs are a huge favorite for seasoned gardeners. You need to know what you're doing, because if you plant them wrong, they might not come up in the spring.
I just like the term easy there.
Because
when you're starting out, you need something simple.
They've given us some other tips. Do you want to hear some more?
Okay.
So you can plant roses at this time. It's the perfect time to plant roses. You can feed your orchids now. You can get an orchid fertilizer from Lifestyle Home Garden. They've got a basic and easy to follow orchid care guide on the blog for those who need help in caring for those beautiful indoor plants. I've tried with orchids, and sometimes I get it right, sometimes I get it wrong. You can find out all you need to know at lifestyle.co.za. And you can also plant leafy greens in your edible garden, like Ben did. Lettuce, peas, leeks, oriental greens. They thrive in the colder weather. And if you're worried about winter, because a lot of people are concerned about frost, you can cover your more tender plants, especially bonsais and exotics. And those don't thrive always in cold temperatures. You could put hessian over them or frost protection fleece before the cold spell hits your area. You've got acid-loving plants like camellias and hydrangeas and azaleas. They need a good layer of acid compost thrown over them and a good watering to ensure that they don't drop their buds. And you can also feed birds more regularly, because their natural source of food is lower in the winter months. So try to put out bird feeders with seeds, fruit or bread, and put a bird bath in your garden as a source of water for the birds. Buy some indoor plants to put greenery into your work and home environments with all the benefits and cleaner, healthier air that you'll be more productive and less stressed by. So there we go. A couple of tips from Lifestyle Home Garden, and you can go and visit them if you want more.
Yeah, and I'm actually on their website now, and all of these tips are on there. They actually have a blog which they update with all of these tips and tricks, so that's cool.
And you can check on it anytime you like.
This is CliffCentral.com.